The Maccabean Wars were absolutely fascinating, and there were a series of battles that were primarily led by Yehuda Maccabee, an incredible figure who was a brilliant military leader who understood that the asymmetrical nature of the conflict with a large Syrian Greek army of as many as 70,000 troops simply could not be engaged in a straightforward middle of the field kind of battle. And so he pioneered a lot of fascinating guerrilla tactics in order to defeat his enemy. But let's go to the beginnings of the war. As I mentioned earlier, there was a big urban-rural divide over how Hellenistic should the Jews be. And in a town called Modi'in, some enthusiasts of the Hellenistic way of life came and ordered, in accordance with the decrees of Antiochus, that the local population should sacrifice a pig to a Greek god. A family led by Mattathiyahu, with his several sons, demurred, and rather than sacrifice a pig to a Greek god, which would have been an act of idolatry, they chose to sacrifice the Jewish enthusiasts who had been promoting the act of idolatry. This sparked a genuine guerrilla war where the sons of Mattathiyahu and he fled to the hills, quite literally the Judean mountains, and from there they engaged in small attacks on the Syrian Greek forces, and more significantly on Jews who supported them. It's a tremendous amount of internal conflict here that made it a local conflict. The Syrian Greeks were not brought in big numbers until it was discovered that the local Jewish authorities simply could not handle them, and then increasingly large groups of real formal soldiers were brought in. Mattathiyahu himself passed away early on in the conflict, and his son Yehuda Maccabee proved to be an incredibly able general. He acquired a reputation for ferocity and brilliant strategic use of the terrain. At one particular battle early on, he seized the enemy commander's sword, and he used it personally, symbolically, for the rest of the campaign. At another very important battle at Emmaus, he managed to defeat a group of regular forces who may have been as many as four times the size of his own ragtag band by force marching his own soldiers to attack the base when half of the enemy was out looking for Yehuda Maccabee. They set the base on fire so that when the group that was looking for Yehuda returned, they found that they were outnumbered after an exhausting search, and the entire contingent was destroyed. Remarkable strategy in battle. One of the most dramatic battles, however, was a battle that involved Greek use of war elephants, absolutely terrifying creatures. If you can imagine what it must have been like, that they would put some kind of fortified station on the top where more than a few soldiers could sit on top of the elephant and then attack from above. And so one of Yehuda's brothers, Elazar, thinking incorrectly, as it happened, that Antiochus himself might be in one of those war elephants, Eleazar decided to attack the elephant from below and stab it, which he did successfully. However, the elephant in its death throes fell upon Eleazar and crushed him. This particular incident, by the way, was celebrated in Christian art because, of course, the Christians are reading the Book of the Maccabees. Jews are not, but the Book of the Maccabees becomes very popular among Christian readers. And so it has been described in all kinds of amazing medieval pieces of art describing this particular event. Let me just take you through some of them because they're just so fascinating. As you will note from this particular example, the Europeans who are describing this happens to be a 14th century German print, they don't know what an elephant actually looks like. So they sort of imagine some kind of a horse maybe, and oh, we've got some kind of a funny nose. Okay, fine. Here's another one, which also has the elephant as some kind of horse-like creature. In fact, it looks exactly like a horse because apparently artists could not believe that an elephant really exists. But we have lots of other examples. Here is one that makes the horse look something like a, you know, a sort of a happy Doberman pincher of some size or something like that. Amazing. This one's great. I think it has kind of like a sort of a cat-like, tiger-like look. And this one is truly original, right? It's got sort of a salamander kind of effect going on. Here's the last one, I promise. We're back to the horse again. And it looks a little bit like a Dr. Seuss kind of representation. Fascinating stuff. Okay, sorry for that sort of detour into the death of Eliezer. But basically, under the remarkable and brave leadership of the Maccabees, under Yehuda's leadership, the Syrian Greek forces eventually have to retreat.